Devin Simonson. Second man of the year, right? Yep. Yeah. Second man of the year. Yeah, how about that LCQ, man? There was a lot going on behind you. I don't know if you noticed, but like three dudes caught you, and if you had made any mistake, it was going to be rough. That LCQ was crazy.
Yeah. I honestly went with the gamble. I think I went for the very first gate on the inside, and I was next to Starling, and he got a really good start. Came out second, and I was third, and like he's kind of – we were kind of yo-yoing. I feel like I was catching him in some sections, and he was catching me and or pulling me. And then I seen Brees behind me. He had yellow gear on. I was like, oh, there's a bumblebee, you know. I was like, he's right behind me. And
he's aggressive.
Yeah, but he's also – we ride together during the week. We're pretty good friends. So I was like, you know, maybe if he'll run it in on me, but he's not going to blow me off the track, you know. And I get it. We're going for a transfer spot. So, yeah, I seen him behind me, and I was like, all right, just keep pushing. And then I seen Fred behind me at one point. I was like, same thing with Fred. Ride with him during the week. I was like, I know if he has to, he'll get around me. But it, for the most part, I'll stay clean. And, yeah, it's close. It's close. I was very nervous the last few laps, to be honest.
I was just talking to McAdoo, and one of the things we talked about before the night show was, like, he was like, man, it's sketchy. I'm going to do my speed and try not to fall. Yeah. Or not fall. Do my speed, not fall. Yeah. And wherever I end up, I end up. Yeah. Like, it, you know, whatever. I just want to get out of here. Is that kind of your attitude?
Yeah. I mean, especially I crashed in the first qualifier off the finish line on the landing. Cross-rutted and slammed pretty hard. Got my hand a little bit. And after that, I was like, just ride it home. And then I got the good start in the LCQ. I was like, I have to send it at least, you know. I think I went on off every lap of the LCQ, didn't do it one time in the main events.
Oh, you really?
No. I just went. Me and Starling were talking about it. We were like, we're here, dude. We're just going to go on, roll off, table the single, and ride it out. Wherever we finish, we finish.
So the dirt works, guys. Didn't put that knuckle in.
Oh, no, man. I wish they would have.
A lot of talk in a group text about the knuckle.
Yeah. It could have been an inch. Just a little knuckle. I was like, I'll build it with a shovel, man. Come on. Let's get that. Yeah.
It was one of those, man. I mean, I'm a press box, but I can see how bad it is. I can't imagine down on the floor.
Yeah, and it wasn't like whereas Arlington was pretty rutted, but I felt like they didn't grab you. These ruts would grab you and shoot you to the left, right, you know, and it's hard to like predict what your bike's going to do, at least for me. I'm not sure if I'm going straight, left, right, up and down, you know, so that was like the sketchy part for me.
So how's 450 life for you?
It's good. I feel like I have good speed. Just the starts don't match that, you know. If you're starting in 15th in LCQ, I mean, with the class we have now, you're not making things happen, you know. So it does sting a little bit to see some of the 250 guys. Like, they're doing good, you know. Good for them. I give it to them. But there's a few guys that are up there. I'm like, dang, man, I wish I was on the 250 sometimes. But it's good. It's all about the experience, so.
Maybe get back in the pulp LCQ thing. I don't know where you are in the points, but you got to be up there.
Yeah, I was eighth coming into this race, so I'm locked in.
We'll see.
You
start ripping off mains.
Yeah, we might have to shave the head. Yeah. Well, then there's some talk. Maybe I've been talking to the team manager Bobby. We might 250 West it next weekend.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Just maybe. I don't know yet. I haven't rode 250 since Europe, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Right, last question for you. But do you change gear in between the three mains?
No.
Jersey everything?
No. Don't change at all.
Do you have gear to change into?
Yeah. Brad from FXR, three sets every weekend. I wore the same set from press for practice and LCQ. Okay. Put on a fresh set for the mains. And I think after the first main, I bent my pipe, bent my pipe, bent the subframe and handlebars. Yeah. So it was kind of a scravenge, you know. And no changing gear.
Good job out there, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.